8th of July, Matthew 9:18-26. While he was speaking to them, suddenly one of the officials came up, who bowed low in front of him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and her life will be saved." Jesus rose and with his disciples followed him. Then suddenly from behind came a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years, and she touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was thinking, "If I only can touch his cloak, I shall be saved." Jesus turned round and saw her, and he said to her, "Courage, my daughter, your faith has saved you." And from that moment the woman was saved. When Jesus reached the official house and saw the flute players, with the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Get out of there, the little girl is not dead, she is asleep." And they ridiculed him. But when the people had been turned out, he went inside and took her by the hand, and she stood up. And the news of this spread all around the countryside. Today we hear in the Gospel wonderful examples of faith. We meet people who are going with their whole existence to Jesus and ask for something which seems to be impossible. We can a little bit think about the pain of those two people, the death of a beloved child and this terrible illness of the woman. Both are, if we look only from man's side, cases without hope. The death is definitive, and the woman looked for help, but nobody could help. So when they meet Jesus, they had hope that it can be changed through him. And they really were ready to believe in the hour of grace when they meet him. So the Holy Scripture has also given us to learn. And those examples are not only showing the wonderful deeds of our Lord Jesus Christ, but they invite us also to follow the faith of this woman and the man and to look in the light of trust to our Lord. Is our faith also strong? Can we imagine that the Lord can intervene in such cases which seems to have no hope? And maybe more important, how can we receive a very strong faith? When the disciples had been with the Lord and when they saw the miracles, they asked the Lord, "Can you strengthen our faith?" And we also can remind that the Lord sometimes was criticizing that they had not enough faith. It seems one of the most difficult points of the faith that this, what we see in God and what we experience, is not going deep enough, and its memory to that is fast going away. Because the disciples, they were remembered by the Lord that they should remember that, for example, the multiplication of bread took place and they should not have sorrows about what they will eat. Maybe also we already experienced that the Lord was listening to prayers, but either we forget this experience, maybe because we are very much concentrated to a new situation which seems to be very threatening. Therefore, it's most important to remember all what you received by the goodness of the Lord in a great thankfulness and to remember us. Because this kind of addressing of God to us is always, and the special healings we heard, for example, in the Gospel, they are like enormous lights which should remember us that the love of God wants to share with us his own life and his own power. A real faith is going to transform our heart, because then we do not live any longer in the fringes of our human experience and reflections. No, the faith makes us transparent God's presence. And if we look to all in the light of the faith, then we will enter in the real reality, because nothing happens without the Lord. And all has in him his deeper sense. The faith also shows us that we can count on God in cases we have no way. And especially then, we should do all our hope in God. With this, we are going to leave ourselves and will have a deep binding alone to God. And God loves this very much if we really trust Him without conditions. And again, we are entering with these steps in the reality of faith, which is a reality in God, as far as it's possible in our life. And of course, we have to internalize what God did for us and what we hear from the testimony of the Holy Scripture and also from other people. But especially, we should pray that our faith will be deepened. And we can ask the Lord for a strong and great faith, especially when we notice that our faith is very little and we are in danger to be strong, influenced by our doubts and unsureness. The prayer will save us. And the Lord will like this kind of prayer. If we knock at His door long enough with our prayer, I'm sure He will strengthen our faith. Another point to grow in faith is to make acts of faith. There are a lot of situations in our life which we cannot do with our human possibilities, even little ones. Then we can make an act of faith. For example, we have to do an examination or a similar situation, and we did all from our side. So let us do an act and trust that the Lord will help us. We are looking to Him, not to our own safety. This and similar acts will help us to grow daily in the faith.
Today's communion verse says, "The multitude of sick people and those who were troubled with unclean spirits came to Him, for power came out from Him and healed them all."
Iste pauper clamavit et Dominus exaudivit eum, et de omnibus tribulationibus eius salvavit eum.